Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to High School Hoops with your hosts, Steve Collins and Jake Steger.
Okay. Anyway, welcome back to the coaches that sound like Kermit the Frog. Who do we sound like? It's that deep, like, we sound like we both smoke six packs a day or something.
I don't smoke, so
I
would
smoke
say,
either. I mean, I don't.
I think one of the things that coaches is that we're in Wisconsin, and with this weather and the climate change all the time, is that the constant change in weather, our bodies never get consistently adapted to. And so you have the mold, you have all this thing, and it's like one moment it's 40 degrees out.
Like I was telling you, I walked into a casino yesterday. I won't swear. Holy buckets. That the like there are still people that smoke a lot.
Yep.
It's pretty
gross, but whatever.
Yeah, I don't smoke. But it literally like I swear we sound like smokers.
I sound like Froggy from Little Rascals or do
it's like Will Arnett from the Smartless. Like he's a smoker and you can tell it in his voice. He's the Reese's peanut
Oscar
butter.
Oscar the Grouse, guy. I don't know, whatever.
Yeah, something. All right, before we jump into today's podcast, we're going to do a big shout out to Dr. Dish. Time to buy one right now. This is the time because we're coming into March. Some of your seasons have ended. It is the time. They will take great care of you. It is what you need as far as shots up, and it's the number one shooting machine on the market. It is. I think it's the top selling one. And there's a reason for that. Great customer service. Go over and check them out. Tell them I sent you. They will take good care.
I would just
of
also say like, just a plug with that is like, I've seen other machines and so forth. And then I was exposed to this one at a previous, Dr. Dish at a previous high school that I was coaching at. I was like the ability to be able to get that up and moving so quickly.
And the workouts insane. And the workouts are great. The workouts are great.
And you can really use it in multiple facets too. You can use it by pulling it off the basket, right? And having post feeds and all these other things. It's so versatile and so lightweight. And it's just a really easy way to really get lots of reps in, whether it's post move shooting, a lot of good stuff.
A lot of good stuff. I know I'm going to work on some basic shooting drills with that come the spring. And then also go over and check out teachhoops.com, wintheseason.com. All of those. This is the time as a coach, we tell the kids they got to work in the off season. I'm going to challenge all the high school coaches listening. This is the time for you to do it. A time for you to work on your craft, 35 years experience. I've won a lot of games. I know what's around the next corner. I do. This season, I'll give myself a pass. This season caught me a little off guard in the sense that at any given point, I've never had my starting lineup on the line. You know, with injuries.
Right.
So I've learned a little bit. I'm going to put some stuff on that in there too. But anyway, Come over and check that out. All right. So today we're talking about March Madness. And not only the March Madness that makes billions with a B dollars, but just March Madness, just the feeling around. It's the one time of the year that basketball just dominates. Like, you know what I mean? It's like more than any sport, I think.
Oh, for sure. And I would say from all levels, from youth all the way up to collegiate, you know, right. And, you know, and beyond, the NBA has got its place, but, you know, from the college game all the way down, the game is just more pure. It's more team-based oriented. It's just it's a feel of like anywhere you turn your head, you can go watch a game. You get yourself connected with your friends, with the brackets and the social aspect and talking about hoops. I would also think it's an opportunity to do things. So like for me, every year, me and my daughter, we go to the state tournament. That's me and her thing. We go up to Green Bay. We get a room. We got good seats. It's a dad-daughter time. She refuses to allow my son or my wife to go. It is daddy-daughter weekend. You know, that is like the madness and the feel of being around that.
Eat crappy food.
Exactly. And yeah. I don't feel guilty about it. I don't have a practice to worry about. My head is clear. I'm just enjoying watching these high school girls play excellent basketball. And then after that, we're going to watch this. And, you know, and it's like you find other people from other communities and you're just talking and seeing how they're doing it, you know, rooting for them. And it's a really fun environment. I wouldn't even say I think it's a magical time. When you love basketball, March is a magical time for anybody that truly loves the game, especially a high school basketball coach, because there's just so much you could take in.
And the thing is, I think it's like talking about teach hoops and talking about leaning into the next season. It also gets you. I always have a pad of paper, and I'm always like, "Ooh, that looks good." And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't work. There's something.
But it can be as simple as like, "I love that slogan on that T-shirt for my next year in the motto." Yes, right? You've been in that situation where you see somebody from some town. Man, I really like that shirt. I think I'm going to steal that. You know. I think I saw, a couple weeks ago, I think I was working out and a girl from a different college was working out. She had her team shirt on and said, your energy speaks. I'm like, oh, how about your effort speaks? I like that. Your effort speaks. I'm like, I'm going to use that next year already. I like that. I like the word energy, but I like the word effort because effort is whatever you have within that energy. Like you can control your effort. Your effort speaks. Because like even that. When you're talking, that requires effort. When you're in a defensive stance, that requires effort. Your effort speaks. I'm like, I'm like
using
that.
I'm using that today. What good. Are you talking about?
There you go. This is why this is what we do, right? those little things, it's like, and it kind of like for you at the end of the day as a coach, it brings that joy factor. Just watching the people and watching the collegiate games, the upsets, you know, hearing the voices of the awesome announcers that you've been watching for years, that moment of watching some group of high school boys or girls win a state championship, their whole community is there, their whole college is there. It's that whole piece, you know, I don't know. It's like for one time a year when you're done coaching, you can just enjoy the game as the game instead of everything.
I'm telling
else.
You know what I'm saying? Like I told you, I was taking my son to a game, but it's really hard for me to watch basketball during the season.
Oh, it's terrible for me.
Because I can't watch like the Bucks or the Badgers or Marquette or anything because I'm watching as a coach rather than a spectator. So it's one of the reasons we got rid of our season tickets for the Badgers because it was too stressful. But then once the season's over, you're right. A different hat goes on. Like
now, I can go out to dinner with a friend, go watch a game, just enjoy the game and be a fan. I mean, there are times where you still feel things, and you're like, you got your phone, you're writing a quick note or taking a picture.
Yeah, but that's different, though. That's not
different, though. You're not fully in it because you're not going to apply it the next day.
Right? I can't. The season's over.
Like our conversation, you're going to figure out today. I'm going to be talking about your energy speaks. Right,
your effort because
you're
going to
plug your effort speaks, right?
Yeah, I like that. It's true, and it's like you've watched some of our games. Our closeouts are horrible. Like, and I watched the game, and it's like, well, I'm gonna like your effort speaks. Like that extra little burst of energy will not let them shoot the three. Like, you know, it's, and I, TM, I'm trademarking this. I don't call them closeouts anymore. I call them close-ins, because we're not closing out. We're closing in. We're closing in on them, because otherwise.
All right. I'm gonna, if you're going to steal my slogan, yeah. On Monday, I'm going to be using that. So
close
I like in that.
Because close out.
Close into her.
I close in because then she can't get the shot off. I'm closing yep. into in. Her area. I'm closing into what she's doing. It's not close out, because close out is the problem, is the shot's already gone while you're getting right. the hand up.
Right.
Those are close outs. We don't want close outs. We want close ins.
Yeah, but that's, I like that too, because like, you know, like even when you're bumping a cutter, you got to close into her. You got
in, close in, close oh, in, close
dude, you
in.
Could start, you could just start a whole trademark of your own market.
TM, TM, TM. I'm trademarking that. You better not use it or you're going to be talking to my lawyer.
Who, Joe. Me?
Not you. You can use it. All the rest of you use that and you sell it. You're going to be talking to Joe, my lawyer.
I love that. I think that's awesome.
Yep. Close in. That came to me like, because we're closing out. We are closing out. The ball's already gone.
Right.
We need to close in. We need to close. Because you know what I
should I have to take my body, because I think the problem with the closeout is we assume that we're just going to get out there and we don't turn or whatever. But yeah. Closing in is like almost making contact, depending on what you're doing in your closing. I need to get less separation between me and me and the defender, right? Whether yeah. it's a close in regards to just stopping in stance, or closing in on a shooter, or closing in on a cutter, right?
Right.
Closing in means I've got to almost make, I should be making contact with the player or yes. close every single time.
I'm closing, not closing in out. On a space. Not closing out, I'm closing in on that space.
Dude, I think that's even better for younger kids.
It is. And the thing is, when you close in, they can't get if you close in, they can't get the shot off. We do this. We shouldn't do that. We should do this. We should. Anyway, yes, it's, I agree. It's close in. Anyway, that's the takeaway from today. All right, coach, anything else?
No, I think we'll have to have another conversation about close ins at some
yes,
point.
Yes, I think that's a podcast.
I think for sure. I think people right. would be into it.
I think so too. Bye.
Sports Social Podcast Network.